So page 26, a little bit from last week, higher self and programmed catalyst. This is a point that we really need to know that, to know, meaning, this is the section, higher self and 3D programmed catalyst, the middle of 26. I just want to repeat the main point. Ra says, the higher self, which exists with full understanding of the accumulation of all your personal experiences, helps the soul, or helps us, in healing the experiences which it has not yet fully learned. So learning is healing. When we are healed or in a greater healed condition, it indicates we've learned. So people say life is about life lessons. Well, learning what? Well, it's learning that which leads to healing, mainly healing of mind, which is balancing, which is love or understanding and acceptance and clear knowing. It is also the higher self that assists in further life experience programming, meaning after death. And so then Ra talks about the mind-body-spirit complex totality, which is really the resource or guide of higher self in the higher self assisting of us. Higher self is aware of all the experiences of soul. It has a firm grasp of the lessons to be learned in each density. And the guide, higher self, the mind-body-spirit complex totality, Ra says, is like the shifting sands. It's a collection of parallel developments of the same soul. And that information is then available to higher self, which can use these projected probability lines to better aid in future life programming. So everybody has their teacher, and the teacher of higher self is seventh density entity. Negative beings, or those who are on the negative path, also have higher self in late sixth density, but there are no negative entities in late sixth density because they have to keep progressing, and it's very difficult, to match greater love in sixth density love with the degree of wisdom that they have while holding the view of separation in the negative path in late fifth density moving into sixth. And therefore negative entities are gone, or negativity is gone by mid sixth density. And so in the earlier part of sixth density, negatively oriented social groups release the energy potential, which is some subtle metaphysical force, and leap into 6D positive. And so they say, Ra says, the oversoul, the soul, higher self, which makes its understanding available to all who are ready for such aid on either path, is towards the positive. It's not exactly positive, it's beyond positive. It's the positivity of trans-polarity, beyond polarity, because higher self is in unity, and it's us, again, we are higher self, meaning there's a level of our being and a condition of our awareness that can be at peace, seeing all as one, in the sense that all is the creator. The creator is not polarity or not polarized. So you can say, well, my relatives who don't want to wake up, or the people on earth who don't want to see what's being done here, is the creator being as it is. It can be called not positive or not negative or sleeping. But it also is the creator as it chooses to be. And it's a manifestation of love and light, those people, their consciousness. And they also have higher self available. And life can be understood without the overlay of the concept of polarity, right? I can see the person in front of me as non-polarized, meaning choosing not to seek, choosing not to know, choosing not to see. And I can see that person as the one infinite creator, or a portion of love, light, energy, consciousness, being as it is, with the full totality of its being right there, as it is, and thereby not a problem. Same thing with the negatives. One can see them whole, whole, see them as one, as a wave in the infinite ocean, being as it is. That kind of view is closer to the law of one, and you can't really fake it. And when we have an emotional reaction, which we often do, it indicates that we don't have what we said before, finely tuned compassion, which sees all things as love. Finely tuned compassion, which sees all things as love. That is a gateway to understanding or living the law of one. And so, the more we see and understand of the world and people here, the more grist for the mill, the more catalyst of experience or perception we have to move into or realize as the one infinite life. So one life, one light, one love, you know, like the Rastafarians say, you know, one love, Bob Marley was singing. It's easy to see and feel that with people like us together, right? We all care about each other. We all are what's called people of goodwill, light workers, those who seek love, light. It's hard to see that with sleepers and the negatives. And that's great, great, grist for the mill. Or, you know, a catalyst for our own balancing. Because when we have anger and sorrow, it means we're out of balance. Right? Ross said, no situation would have emotional charge, but would be seen, for the balanced entity, as yet another opportunity for service. Finely tuned compassion, which sees all things as love. You know, this is the real deal. Now, it doesn't mean saying yes all the time, right? Jesus said, don't throw your pearls before swine. That's not a nice word, swine. Pigs. Saying, hey, there are some people who act like pigs. And for you to offer yourself to them is unwisdom. Jesus said that the Pharaoh, not the Pharaoh, but the Pharisees or the Jewish leadership, he called them the synagogue of Satan. So he's not saying, I love you, I love you, yay, yay, happy, happy. You know, he's not a sweetie. He said, I came to bring a sword. Now, he wasn't fighting anybody, though. So he says, I came to bring a sword. Meanwhile, he lets himself be crucified or whatever. Maybe not, actually, because that's mythology. But clearly, he wasn't saying, let's have an armed insurrection. You know, let's fight back. He didn't do that. So I'm simply saying, again, love with wisdom is not the simple view of love only. And so just take that into account. So the total self, page 27, does each higher self have a corresponding higher self? And again, this is the summary of what I said before. Ross says, the higher self is a manifestation given to the late sixth density mind-body-spirit as a gift from its future self. Now, what does that mean? Ra explains, the mid-seventh density being's last action before turning towards the allness of the Creator 8D, and gaining spiritual mass into infinity, by the way, is to give this resource to its sixth density self moving in the stream of time. Oh, that's kind of esoteric. So you can imagine, okay, some being, some entity, evolved himself, herself, up to seventh density, became a master, became an enlightened being. It projected itself to, for itself, into a late sixth density energy form, energy consciousness form. That's called higher self. That's the last action before it jumped into infinity, 8D. That gives a so higher self is a resource to itself. It's a little strange. Higher self also manifests the body-mind-spirit complex, which is what we experience, also as a gift to itself, or a resource to itself, in third density in this case. So we as wanderers, let's say, you're a sixth density wanderer, we manifest ourselves in 3D body-mind-spirit complex, also as a gift to ourselves to experience this for the greater evolution of ourselves and all beings. So, higher self of late sixth density has the honor duty of using both the experiences of its own total living bank, living memory bank of experience, thoughts, and actions gained on its own path into sixth density, as well as the resource of the mind-body-spirit complex totality left behind in 7D as a type of infinitely complex thought form available for its own guidance. So this is kind of esoteric. So it means the higher self has the honor, has the duty, it's a responsibility actually, to use its own experiences of its own history of moving into sixth density, plus the seventh density computer or infinite resource, which itself was left before the entity moved out of 7D into 8, using, therefore, its own guide, the seventh density resource, its own evolutionary experience and distillation or learning up through into 6D, in its own guidance of its own being, mind, body, spirit complex, in 3D. Okay? So that's kind of esoteric. You know, in the Ra teaching, in the books, Ra said that, I believe they actually said the number of 4D positive newcomers at the time of the channeling, which was 81 or 82, the number was only something like 30,000. Do you remember that? Anyway, if you Google, if you search the lawofone.info site and you put in 30,000 or 1,000, you might find that reference. But the number was not large. It may not be that large now, although it seems like a lot of children that I've seen. In Japan, we did a Wanderers Mothers group for Star Children with a woman who does that kind of work. It seems to me like there are a lot of them, but I don't know the numbers. I have no idea. It could be in the millions. You know, if there were 65 million wanderers in 1981, if there perhaps are 100 million now, just a few million, which for us could be a lot, meaning we could meet them. So it could be a large part of the people that we might meet, or we hear about, or we read about on websites of people who are indigo children parents, or kids who are involved in that, or are. But the number may not be that large, it may be a few million. I don't think that the gate of 2D to 3D is fully open now. And so, I don't think that there are a lot of people, humans, who represent newcomers from 2D now at this point, because we're at the end of the 3D consciousness cycle. That means that the energy condition of Earth supports late 3D consciousness, right? Energy consciousness is everything. Everything is energy. Everything is conscious. Earth now is at the end of its 3D cycle. The energy of the Earth itself is resonant with late 3D consciousness. Late 3D consciousness is quite far from early 3D consciousness, right? If there are seven stages, the cat is 3.1. Now Earth is 3.7. They don't fit well. And that's actually part of the esoteric basis for why there's a lot of death or starvation, early death, among humans in the third world. Now, without being racist, it may be that many of the groups that have very short lifespan on Earth, like, you know, the droughts of very poor third world countries, is where early 3D souls go. They go, you know, it's kind of head turning. The early 3D souls go to places like Ethiopia where they starve to death. Wow. Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't mean anybody's better or worse, but it may be that way. So I don't think anyway that there are so many early 3Ds in now our late 3D position of Earth. So that's good, you know. I mean, all these astrological very important configurations that are coming and going, like the T square or the cross, solar system cross last month. You know, last month was a pretty hot time astrologically, actually. So it's not surprising that a month later or weeks later after that previous cross in the solar system of planets aligned in a T square way, that all the stuff happens. You know, by the way, there's also record cold in South America, snow in Brazil. I saw a video of what was estimated to be 1 to 3 million dead fish and sea creatures in some rivers in Ecuador. And I saw a video of it. You can't imagine. It looks like, you know, Holocaust on the river of various sized fish and turtles and dolphins and alligators floating dead on the surface of the rivers. And that's because of the record cold. And that's actually related to a necessary die-off of form, 2D animal form, associated with the gate of individuation from 2D to 3D opening now with this harvest, you know. Now, yes, indeed, we have a harvest of humans moving into fourth density. I believe that it also is a time of harvesting of 2D cats and dogs, wow, animals and trees into 3D. This is another subtle point. And Alice Bailey, Joal Kuhl, wrote about this a long time ago, that forest fires destroying the bodies of trees, right, in a mass way, represents liberation of the consciousness of those entities from the 2D forms that are no longer appropriate. How's that? So you have to look at everything in terms of form and consciousness. And the form is the, the form is the container of consciousness. And the consciousness at some point must leave. So 3 million fish and sea creatures dying in, you know, Ecuadorian rivers, let alone the Gulf of Mexico, is part of the necessary destruction of form of 2D consciousness, 2D second density consciousness, needing to move further. Right. So, you know, death and rebirth is what it's all about. Thanks, Renee, for that link about the Greenland glacier breaking off. So that shows ice, that shows, the next phase or further global warming. You know, the cause of global warming is not technology or industry, basically, mainly. It's, I believe, venting, V-E-N-T-I-N-G, venting of heat from the body of the Earth. in association with major solar change. And also the UV, ultraviolet light, energy coming to Earth is much stronger now. People may realize or may feel that the sun is hotter. In Japan, we have unbelievable heat, really oppressive, more than Taiwan, actually, and chemtrails galore. Chemtrails galore every day outside Tokyo, but not necessarily lines, but the fuzzy stuff. And very high UV radiation in Taiwan, high UV index of 10 to 12, 10 to 14 even. If you know about that, I didn't know about it before. You know, I believe it feels so hot because of high ultraviolet radiation coming from our source, the sun, you know, the great logos. And, you know, you got to roll with it. So, now, the next section, okay, let me just say the last paragraph of that section of called The Total Self, page 27. And Ross says, in this way, you may see your 3D self, your 6D higher self or oversoul, and your mind-body-spirit complex totality in 7D as three points in a circle. The only distinction between them is your experience of time and space. In reality, all are the same being. This is true simultaneity. All is one, right? So you don't need to go to a channel. You don't even need to read a book. What you need is to open the channels in mind. You know, the real channel is in your head. Opening the channels, which means establishing energy resonance between 6th and 7th chakra, so that the 6th center, forehead, 3rd eye, energetically resonates with, communicates with, receives energy and information, guidance from 7th chakra. 6th and 7th work together. That connects with higher self and its seventh density source. And all is the same being. So we are all that, too. So we really shouldn't actually get into the section of human subtle bodies on page 27 because it's one of the most esoteric portions of this whole document. And I can't actually, you know, to read it fully would be opening a door to information that I couldn't explain fully in 10 minutes. And I don't think I could explain it fully in 2 hours because it's really, some of it is actually beyond what I've processed. And Ross says, you know, it's somewhat confusing to try to relate these bodies to both the color rays and the different terms used by esoteric traditions. And that's the point. He said, Ross says, various human teachers present their understanding in various terms. Indeed. Therefore, different names are often given for the same subtle body. So what you've got is 7 subtle bodies, 7 color rays, and a host of explanations and terms used by many different traditions. So it's, you know, coordination between the meaning of the 7 rays, the meaning and the function explanations of the 7 bodies, and the terminology given by Hinduism, Buddhism, channels, healers, that's available to our study. So I don't think that can be done in 10 minutes in any useful way. So today, I think, really is about taking stock of the evolving global situation. So, you know, consciousness beings at each level develop consciousness and change their form, meaning the form of a cat or a dolphin or an elephant is, or a, a, you know, 200-foot redwood tree is much more evolved in terms of energy patterning than a slug, an amoeba, or a protozoan, you know what I mean? Or an ant. So form evolves with consciousness. Consciousness then passes a threshold of organization and demands or requires or must be moved into a higher organization, body, form, energy condition. That's harvest. And the idea is that plants and higher plants, trees, and animals graduate to 3D, go from a body-mind entity to a body-mind-spirit complex entity. And if you remember, Ra talked about a famous UFO case, Charlie Hickson, I believe, who was abducted or basically picked up. I think it was Hickson, I'm not sure. H-I-X-S-O-N, Pascagoula, Mississippi case, where he was investigated on ship by entities who wanted to scan his memories of war for learning, only that, because they were third density from Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, who had evolved from second density trees, who spent all their time in meditation. So their activity for them was meditation, standing, being, feeling. And their meditation, meaning what they reflected upon, was action. Very funny. And Mr. Hickson's action of war experience was pretty rich for them to investigate. So there you go. Okay, so I think next week, keep track of the world process. We'll go into page 27 right away with no review, human subtle bodies. And honestly, that'll probably be all we do next week, other than, you know, check in and talk about world process and our personal lives, because the section on the subtle bodies is really deep. And also, there is no other writing about it exactly the way Ra talks of it, which is interesting. So there's no other presentation of the subtle bodies as this is. And we'll be able to relate that discussion of the subtle bodies to our own understanding of chakras and the change of Earth's body now, meaning 3 to 4, or grow, you know, increase to 4. So, see everyone next week, same time. And thanks again, and be well, and let's stay in touch and talk to you next week, same time. Okay, thank you so much. Good night.